This arrangement worked well enough for nearly half a century. During this period, the relation between Magyars and Khazars became even closer, culminating in two events which left lasting marks on the Hungarian nation. First, the Khazars gave them a king, who founded the first Magyar dynasty. And second, several Khazar tribes joined the Magyars and profoundly transformed their ethnic character. The first episode is described by Constantine in De Administrando, circa 950, and is confirmed by the fact that the names he mentions appear independently in the first Hungarian chronicle of the 11th century. Constantine tells us that before the Khazars intervened in the internal affairs of the Magyar tribes, these had no paramount king, only tribal chieftains. The most prominent of these was called Lebedius, after whom Lebedia was later named. Quote, "And the Magyars consisted of seven hordes, but at that time they had no ruler, either native or foreign. But there were certain chieftains among them, of which the principal chieftain was the aforementioned Lebedius. And the Khan, the ruler of Khazaria, on account of the Magyars' valor and military assistance, gave their first chieftain, the man called Lebedius, a noble Khazar lady as wife, that he might beget children of her. But Lebedius, by some chance, had no family by that Khazar woman." End quote. Another dynastic alliance which had misfired. But the Khan was determined to strengthen the ties which bound Lebedius and his tribes to the Khazar kingdom. Quote, "After a little time had passed, the Khan, the ruler of Khazaria, told the Magyars to send to him their first chieftain. So Lebedius, coming before the Khan of Khazaria, asked him for the reason why he had sent for him. And the Khan said to him, 'We have sent for you for this reason, that since you are well-born and wise and brave and the first of the Magyars, we may promote you to be the ruler of your race, and that you may be subject to our laws and orders.'" End quote. But Lebedius appears to have been a proud man. He declined, with appropriate expressions of gratitude, the offer to become a puppet king, and proposed instead that the honor should be bestowed on a fellow chieftain called Almus, or on Almus's son, Arpad. So the Khan, pleased at this speech, sent Lebedius with a suitable escort back to his people, and they chose Arpad to be their king. The ceremony of Arpad's installation took place, quote, "after the custom and usage of the Khazars, raising him on their shields." But before this Arpad, the Magyars never had any other ruler, wherefore the ruler of Hungary is drawn from his race up to this day. End quote. This day, in which Constantine wrote, was circa 950, that is, a century after the event. Arpad, in fact, led his Magyars in the conquest of Hungary. His dynasty reigned till 1301, and his name is one of the first that Hungarian schoolboys learn. The Khazars had their fingers in many historic pies.